Hey, start the recording.
68A1.
Some chesim on Aleph. Okay, so
I got it,
so we're going to start with more cases of, you know, two piles and one falls into another and you don't know which one, those kind of cases. So we just got a couple of cases like that today. Yachas Tamei, Yachas Tahira. So you have two piles of Tvua, one is Tamei, one is Tahar. They are both Truma.
Always the same min.
Yeah, we're assuming the same min, yeah. Achas Temeah, Achas Tahira. And a saw of Truma Temeah falls into one of them. We don't know which one, right? Mm-hmm. So what do I say? I say, we remember that saying we said, Tolan Kalkala B'Makolkal, right? That famous saying. We always assume that whatever's messed up, there's more mess headed that way. So that's kind of like this. That's going to be the rule here, too.
It's a magnet.
Magnet, right. It attracts trouble. Trouble attracts trouble. So since one of them is Tomei, so we assume that the Tomei saw fell into the pile of Toma. Same thing, Achas Medvatsa, Essential Medvatsa, if you have two that are mixed up. You have two, I'm sorry, You have two kupos. One is mixed with Truma and Chulin, and one is just Chulin. And
why is it called
the Dumas
if it's only Chulin?
It's Truma and Chulin.
So
the Medumas one is a mixture of Truma and Chulin, and the other one is Eina Medumas. It's pure Chulin. Okay. Okay. And then what's falling into it? Saw Truma falls into one, but we don't know which one. So Aniyama Lindmidu Ma'as Nofla. So the one that's Chulin will remain Mutter, and the one that's was already Asa before will just like increase its Asa, I guess is how you would say it. I mean, it would remain a mixture and would be Asa.
It's always the amount that it wouldn't be
Rov. What was that comment? Meaning, you're talking about the one that was mutter? The one that was, I don't know, which pile are you referring to with this statement? Are you referring to
two piles are the same.
The same volume, both, that's what you're learning. So,
right.
you're making a general comment that the amount of truma, which is a saw, so you're assuming that there's at least two saw in each one that's falling into. Otherwise, you have a rove issue. Okay, that's Shamsi's, that's his daya, which I don't know why the Shamsi doesn't say his daya. This is Amar Reb Shamsi. We're just gonna see soon that this is actually my Rish Lakish and Reb Yechonon. What you just said, we might be shemachamim to the Gemara. The Reb Yechonon is gonna say you don't need. But Rish Lakish agrees with you. Let's see. Very good. It's the next paragraph. But let's finish this case. Achas yeshbo kedei lalos, achas einbo kedei lalos. You have two pile. You have two of them. And this one it's saying specifically that they don't have the same amounts. Right? One has enough that it could be bottle in 101. Right? And one doesn't have 101. And it falls in, so which one do we say it fell into? We assume it fell into the one that has enough to be mevatlet. In other words, we assume, just a simple rule for all these cases, one simple rule. We assume the least amount of damage. Right?
Because it's Rabbanan.
It could be that it's because it's Rabbanan, because Truma B'chlal is Rabbanan B'zman
Hazeh. But we're just hopeful.
Or because maybe there's another svara. Okay. Ani Amla, he says Shriyesh Mal Kedei Lalos Nafla. Okay. Now we begin with Shamsi's statement. So Reb Shimon Lakish Shem Bar Kapara. Omar Rish Lakish says in the name of Bar Kapara, Vehu Shriyesh Bishniya Rof, that in the second pile, which is the one we're being mater, we're talking about, where there's at least a rove connected what was falling in. So two saw. Right? Against the saw.
Yeah.
That way, on, because there is a possibility that it fell in there, at least on that side, on Minhay Raisa, it was bottle. Very mustaver, right? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afal Pishayim, Bishniya Rov. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you don't need that. You do not need that. Now, the Mepharshim explained that this machlokas is totally whether you hold Truman Bazmaz as Drabbana or Deraisa. The Shlaka seems to hold as Deraisa, so therefore you have to have a din bittel in the second one. Rabbi Yochanan is more makel because he holds the whole din Truman as Drabbana. That could be that subshot. So Gemara says, Michlof Ishitase. Now, we see this position of Rish Lakish is really the opposite of what he said in an earlier case in the Masechta. I know you'll fondly remember this case that you had. A case was you had 20 figs of Chulin, 20, and one fig of Truma falls into the 20 figs. That's a classic case of Meduma. You have less than 100, and they're all us. Then one fig falls out of that 21, gets lost. You don't know what happened to it. And now another fig from this, we have 20 remaining. One of those 20 fall into another taruvus.
Assume that the first one fell out.
So the question is, what can you assume? What can you assume? In other words, you could say, well, since there's a possibility that the one that got lost to begin with was the Truma, so therefore it's possible that the one that fell into this new Taruvus is completely Chulin. It's really a Sveik Sveika. It's right. Like maybe that one that got lost was the Truma, and in Tim Salimer it was not the Truma. The one that fell out of this Taruvus may have also not been the Truma. We have two Sveikas over here. So therefore, that's the case. So what does Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish Taman, over there in that case, who Rish Lakish said, I'm a snake on bottom of, that if the second mixture, right?
It's twice as much. So you don't need 100.
He's referring to the second, the feeler, right?
Right.
Make sure that it says that here.
Said it's
Sveik Sveikum because you don't know if the Truma is even still in there. Yeah.
Fell out. And we don't look at the math. We don't say.
No,
you don't mean.
Then you
don't 20 chance that it would kill.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, so why don't we matter the whole thing? I don't think we matter the whole thing.
No, just the one that
just
fell
the second,
out.
Just the second one that
right,
fell out,
the
right?
Second pile.
Second one, yeah, okay. So, anyway, so. The issue here, of course, is going to... So let's understand what the Gemara is asking. So how is Rish Lakish reversing himself, right? The Gemara is asking, Taman, over there in the case of the Tainim, so what does it say? He says he goes Lakula, he says it's Mutter. V'hacha, but over here we have a suffix. Amar Hachain, he said, what did he say? You have to what?
You have to have a
rove. You have to have a rove in the second pile as well. So it's really totally different types of cases, right? Because so the way they explain the question, it's like a generic overview. In that case, he's makel, and in this case, he's machmer. It's not an exact match. It's really not an exact match. Again, let's explain why it's not an exact match. Because in the case of Te'enim, you're really mesupik.
You don't know what happened. In this case, you don't know what happened.
You know that there wasn't a fila into one of these two piles. You have a bona fide suffix. You know it's in one of these two piles. There, you don't know where it is. It might be, it may have fallen out. It may have been left behind in the third, in the original 20 pile. And it may have fallen into the new one.
In that case, it's a bigger
suffix. So it seems more mistaver for Rish Lakish to be makel over there than over here. Really wouldn't be a kasha. Wouldn't be in other words, we're not really asking a stira per se. We're just saying over there, when it comes to Taruvas, he's makel.
He seems to have an attitude of
Kula, and here he seems to be an attitude of Kumra.
Is that like a space speaker?
What was that?
Be more makel?
Oh,
over there because you have 20 and you're not sure if it's this one that fell out or that one. Is that like a sphinx sphinx?
It's not a sphinx sphinx without the one of them getting lost. In other words, if one of them didn't get lost from the 21, right? And one of the 21 fell into a taruvus, you would not have a sphinx sphinx. You only have one suffix. Right? Not only that, it would be even worse because once you paskin on the 21, then it's meduma, so then it's all, the whole thing is aser. So then anything that falls out of it will aser connect.
Also, because the one fell out, we say maybe it was the truma one, and then there's a suffix, so it's not meduma.
Correct. All right. Okay, next. Taman. So Gemara answers. This is the answer. Taman b'shem garmei. He's saying it over in his own name. Hocha b'shem bar kapar. You see it says Rav Shlakish. B'shem bar kapar. Amar v'hu shi'esh b'shniya rov. Right? He's quoting bar kapar. So it's just simply, what's his personal shita and what's bar kapar shita? Okay, that's a Baal Batisha type answer. I was just listening to my cousin as before we started here, and he says that the Gra apparently has a whole different girsa, and that what they weren't asking from that case altogether. They're talking about a whole different case, talking about a case of mikvah. But I don't want to get confused right now. Let's just keep going with our girsa and the way we have it. As you recall, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that if one falls out of that taruvus, even though one had gotten lost from the 21, and now one of the 20 remaining fall into a third pile, he says it became hochiach. Which, how do you translate hochiach over here? It says... So it's in the Hebrew here. It says like this. It says all the figs that were in the taruvus became mochichos from the very get go that there was iser. In other words, I think the pshat is that you have a chazaka. That what we said before, that once the one that's also falls into the 20, it has a shame of duma, and that's it. Now you don't start clearing about each one individual. Just as a whole, it's usher. So the fact that one got lost, so what? The whole thing was usher anyway. What's the difference if one gets lost? It was an isser before, and it's an isser now. And therefore, you can't be monitor it unless you have 101. Knegdo, you can't just use a rove on the third taruvus. So again, you have him being machmir over there, and being Makel over here saying that the second pile does not need to have roof. That's the question. Okay, so Shanyahi Hacha Sheish Lo Mama Letlo. So the more answers. It's different over here. Why? Because since you could say that the saw of the Truma fell into the Kupa of the Truma, and what he's saying, it's a suffix hashokel. That what it might have fallen into pile number one, it might have fallen into pile number two.
Right.
But in the case of the figs,
the rove
is chulin. So it's more mistaver to say that the one that got lost is from the rove. It's more likely that the one that fell out was really one of the chulin, and we're left with the truma in the pile. Right. Now we're dealing with the possibility.
It wasn't a probability question.
So now it is the way we're dealing docha is that Rabbi Yochanan is dealing on a probability basis. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now we have.
That's why he's machmir.
That's why he's machmir.
Chulin fell out, so it's still meduma.
Well, it's meduma, so it's even more awesome than it was before.
More awesome.
Yeah.
Makes sense though.
I would have just said it has a chazaka that's also, and that's it. Okay, whatever. Yeah, let's go on. Now we have shtei kufos achas shel truma tameya v'achas shel chulin tahirim. Two piles, one's truma tameya, one's chulin tahirim. V'nafal saw truma tameo took achas mehem. So now you have a saw of truma tameo. So we've got, all right, we started with truma tameo chul and tahirin. Now we have a saw of truma tameo into one of the two. V'en yadu alezev v'nafla. So what's the din? Ani oimer alatak shal truma nafla. So again, we're going to assume that it fell into the truma because, right? Why are you going to assume that again? Because we always assume the least amount of damage. So you had a damaged pile anyway, it was tameh. So just assume that it fell there. V'achulin, what do you do with that? You have to be machmer a little bit with it. You have to ye'ochul mikudim because on its side that it did get the truma tameh. You don't want to be matameh the chulin. Again, we said this is like either like the mandiyama or it'll be because of chala. Let's just learn that way. That's because of the chala that's in the second pile, right? That in the chulin that you don't want to be matama the chala, so therefore you make it small. Nafla saw truma tahira. Now let's suppose same case. Instead of making it truma tameya that fell into it, we'll make it truma tahira. So now so you have truma tahira that can either have fallen into the pile of truma tameya, in which case You've got a lot of tamei and a little bit of tahira. I don't know what you're going to do. I guess it's going to be also, right? Or if it falls into the chulin will become a duma. So that's what we're saying. So it's a lot worse to say that it went into the chulin. So on the yom, but here I have the word batara. It's much worse to make it meduma because the chulin was completely mutter to eat outright, and now you won't be able to eat it at all. Right? Okay. Let's see. Did you say anything over here on 8? Yeah. Right. So let's go on. Shnei kupas achas shal truma tahira v'achas shal chulin tameyim. So now we have one truma and one chulin, but this time the chulin is going to become tameh. Is tameh. So you have a saw of truma tahira falling into one of these. Okay. So again, truma tahira, chulin tameyim, and now a saw of truma tahira falls into one of these. So and you do it well. And the other taich truma nafla, because that way that's the best, right? The truma tahira falls into the tahira, and everything's dandy, right? And then because you have to be machmer, you don't want to have the truma becoming tamei, so you'll make the chulin into small batches, right? That seems to make sense.
So therefore,
it won't be matami the truma tahira. Right. What if you have saw nafla saw truma tameya? Let's suppose in this same case. So here working out here it's very interesting. So if you have a saw truma tameya that falls into two saw truma tahira. Or you have a saw of truma tameya falling into two saw of chulin tameyan, right? Work out which one's going to be worse. So before right here in Marashach, right? It's going to ruin them because I was able to eat both of them. Truma tahira I was able to eat, chulin tameyan I was able to eat. Now the truma comes and falls into it, truma tameya, right?
Yeah.
Truma tameya. So now the tameya is going to ruin the truma tahira, and it'll ruin the chulin tameyim.
But it's dropping it more steps.
How is it dropping it?
From truma tahira into tameya, that's a bigger yerida than chulin tahira.
It was chulin tameyim. How about chulin? Is saw truma tameya into chulin tamein? Is that a bigger drop than a saw truma tameya into truma tahira?
No. The truma is worse.
versus
we really want to look. We don't want to focus on what's falling in. We want to look at what results. It's doing to the result. So the result of a saw truma tameya falling into truma tahira is going to be a problem. That's going to make it. It's going to answer it.
Right.
Same thing is true for if it falls into chulin tameya. The same thing. Same right. problem. So that's what it says. Stay in asurus. So therefore, in this case,
both become
asur because you have there's no gain. Mimonoshach. It says.
You can't say
Mimonoshach. Mimonoshach.
There's no least consequence. They're both equal.
The Gemara says Mimonoshach. Ila taik shumanafla, then asur. Ila taik shochulanafla asur. Regardless, it's going to be asur, right?
Or you make both of them asur.
Either way, they're asur, because it's true. Because it's truma tameya.
We don't say it's more likely they fell into the truma.
No, because it's truma. No, it's only if it's trouble. It's just trouble, but not if it's the same kind.
Yeah, so what he says in the bottom here is he says, you can't say, let's say that it fell into the truma so that the chulin will remain mutter to the zarim,
right.
Because I they didn't feel into the truma, you're going to make that truma also to eat to the kohanim. So you're not gaining anything. So therefore, if there's no gain, then there's only pain. Yeah, okay. So last line is on Samach Tesamon Aleph. Lama, why are we choshesh for tuma? Right? Once we said we're matadet chulin ba'achila, and we're telling that the saw didn't fall into the kufa of chulin at all. That's the question.
Here it says in English, why must the contents of the chulin box be eaten as small loaves in the brisa's first and third cases?
Right.
Right.
Good. I forgot to say the introductory notes. Right. It says the Gemara is going on. The Braisa in the first case is said you have to eat the chulin nekudim or b'taira, tairas truma. So why do you have to do that if your toilet then it fell into the other pile? Safek tamei tamei, safek meduma motar. What does this mean? Let's see. The issa meduma is drop on.
If that which has fallen.
Let's see. So the Issa Duma is Drabbanon because Matar is both of a row. So what? So as far as the Chash Meduma is concerned, we go to Kula and we're Matar the Kupa of Kulin Bachila. So that's why Sofik. So that's why Sofik Meduma is Mutter because Minai Rice and this was bottle. So it's only Drabbanon Issa. So Sofik Drabbanon the Kula. Right. But when it comes to the Issa Tuma, so now Rove doesn't help for Tumah because something is tummy, it'll be tummy the whole pile regardless of how much is there. So therefore, we can't go the Kula on that. Okay.
Therefore, you use less of the shear.
That's basically it. That's it. Yeah, that's it for today.
Well, okay.
Okay, everybody say. Everybody good?
Is Maestris like this too?
I have no idea. I've never learned this stuff. Abe, everything okay?